Network Marketing 2.0, episode 100. What's going on, people? What's going on? For show notes, for free marketing and more training resources, go to networkmarketing2show.com.
Live from the My Empire Pro Studio. It's the Network Marketing 2.0 show with Ola Abitagu. It's time to upgrade your home business. Are you ready? Welcoming the host of the show, here's Ola.
Hey, my friend, this is Ola coming to you live from my Empire Pro Studios. On this episode, I'm just chilling. It's 100th episode. It's a big milestone. To be honest with you, I'm not even in the studio. I'm right here in my living room. I wanted to speak to you from the heart. I didn't look at the topic. I didn't check anything. I just wanted to do straight from the heart. It's the 100th episode. When was the last time you hear somebody hit 100 episode on a podcast? I'll wait for you. When was the last time? Yeah, exactly. That's called consistency. The number one secret to success is consistency. Yeah, I know Gary Vaynerchuk probably want to tell you it's hard work. Yeah, whatever. I know everybody probably want to tell you that it's network marketing. Yeah, whatever. I know that Ray Higdon probably want to tell you that it's what does he say? Prospect. If you don't have money yet, yeah, whatever. All of that doesn't matter. Okay, let me tell you the number one secret. The number one secret to success, okay, is consistency. Now, for you to be consistent, there are a couple of things you got to do. Okay, because you got to be in a position where it's easy to be consistent. In most cases, it's not easy to be consistent. Okay. It's easy to say you're going to do something, right? But tomorrow morning, it's very easy to say, I changed my mind, right? Right? Because, why? Because we're human beings. We change. We evolve. We change. We go. We fluctuate back and forth. And I always give an example. I'm a musician, so I play music in church. And sometimes I used to record, actually. You could Google me. You'll find some of my old music from over 10 years ago. And sometimes you find yourself, in rhythm. But when the computer is beating the rhythm, the computers are generally more consistent than human beings. And then you find yourself lagging behind and you wonder like, oh, how come the computer is going too fast? No, you're going too slow. You're not consistent. You're human. The brain doesn't work like machines. So here's the deal. The number one key to success, it's consistency. It's the same reason why you need a system in your business. It's the same reason why you must have a system that you follow. Because if you don't, you're going to fall off because you're human. So in order to be successful, you have to put yourself in a position where you can continue to do it over and over again and not get bored like most human beings. We get bored. That's a fact. We get bored very easily. That's why we give up. So it's not necessarily our fault in that terms, but after you listen to this 100th episode, it will absolutely be your fault if you fail, because you know that you're human and you're kind of designed to fail. Okay, your design, your body, everything system by default is designed to fail. So it takes knowledge. It takes knowledge that I'm sharing with you right now to know that, wow, that's why I've been giving up. It's not my fault because I didn't have the knowledge. Well, it's going to be your fault now after you have this knowledge, right? It's not my fault that I've been giving up. It's not my fault that I feel differently after I commit to something. Okay. All right, so consistency requires a couple of things in place, okay? You got to have a system. You got to keep it simple. See, if you're measuring too many things, and you got too many moving things going on, it's very hard to be consistent, because then you got to monitor multiple gazillion things at the same time. You want to make sure that you're not in a position where the nature of human being kicks back into place. Okay? You want to make sure that you're not in a position where you are forced back into your original zone of being human. You do something today, you feel like doing something else tomorrow. We get bored. You commit to something today, tomorrow you feel different. You say, you know what? I know I said I was going to do this yesterday, you know what I'm saying? I'm just going to put a stab in it today, right? That's what we naturally do as human beings. For you to achieve success, for me to be able to get to 100 episodes on this podcast, I had to put myself in a position where it was easy to keep going. One of those things is to keep it simple. I'm going to give you a typical example, okay? When I started to do the episodes, I was enjoying it. It was, you know, in the beginning, I'll put a blog post together about it. I would transcribe. I'll put it on the blog, right? And then I will put some extra stuff, turn it to a video, put it on YouTube. You know what started to happen? I started to get very tired of the whole process. See, podcasting is one of those things that you do that you don't get direct results from directly, okay? Never mind what John Lee Dumas tells you, okay? John Lee Dumas is out there doing a podcast, but then spending $3,000, $4,000, $2,000 on Facebook ads per month. If you don't believe me, you could go check his earning, income disclaimer and stuff like that. And he's my podcasting mentor. Okay, and big kudos to him, because I learned a lot of this stuff from him, right? And he's a consistency mofo, okay? Makes $500,000 per month, right? Yes, why not? He does very well for himself, but, you know, they leave the rest of the story out, okay? Now, to his credit, he never told you that you're going to build a business just by podcasting. He told you can build a brand. He told you you're going to build a followership, right? All right. So in case you follow him, it's the same thing, okay? It's the same thing. So podcast, I was, you know, doing it. I was enjoying it. And then when I started to put it on YouTube, started to fall off. Started to feel like, okay, maybe. I think since I started, I think I probably skipped maybe 2 or 3 days. Because at one point, the numbers were falling in the wrong days, okay? So I would have 100, I would have like maybe 83 episodes on a Monday or a Friday. I wanted it to be balanced out because I do 5 days a week. So I took those 2 days off to make sure that everything falls on 85, and 85 will fall on a Friday, and then an 86 will fall on a Monday, a 90 will fall on a Friday, and a 91 will fall on a Monday. I took that to reshuffle, and then I thought, I was okay, you know what? Forget the blogs, okay? The complete blog post. Anybody who is listening to a podcast, should listen to a podcast. Some people like a transcribed version of it. Maybe somebody who is deaf and dumb. Unfortunately, I can't take care of the whole world, okay? What they can do is they can take this audio, if they want, they can download it off of the podcast link on my blog. You go to myempirepro.com/podcast. You can download the audio and you can have it transcribed for yourself for $5 to $10, okay? If it's that bad. But however, I had to get to a position where I knew that I couldn't take care of the whole world. And that's why we're here right now, 100 episodes. So I eliminated a few things that will take the simplicity out of it for myself, okay? I do it every morning, okay? Every morning I wake up, the first thing I do is record a podcast. I record the podcast, put it together, put all the optimization elements into it, and then boom, upload it, set up. It's automatically blasted out to quite a few spots, to my blog on to the podcast blog itself, which is myempirepro.com/podcast, to iTunes, to Google Play, to SoundCloud. Is automatically syndicated to all those places. It makes it very simple for me. And The point of me telling you this is this. If you want to be consistent, which is the number one secret, you got to keep things simple. You got to have a system in place and you got to follow your own rules. You have to follow your own rules. Okay. You have to follow your own rules. And then whatever that is, you need to stick to it. You need to design it and stick to it. You need to be stubborn about it. It needs to become a habit. Once it becomes a habit, then it becomes easier. But before it becomes a habit, it may not be easy. All right. So again, number one secret to success is consistency. That's why we're here on the 100th episode. In order to be consistent, you got to put a few things in place. Simplicity, systems. Hopefully you're enlightened, educated, and I will see you on 101 episode. I'm excited. It's Friday. Peace.
Are you ready to upgrade? Hey, Next2Nation. For show notes, recommended tools and resources, free training, and access to our highly sought-after Network Marketing 2.0 Deluxe book and other top producer courses, go to the website networkmarketing2show.com. That's networkmarketing2show.com.